I think this team is going to be a great shooting team. We do a lot of shooting drills and practices, and we do really, really well on them. You know, we do really well on them. We haven't been able to get out there and get when the lights come on. You know, it's different when you're in practice and the lights come on. You know, it's just different. But these guys, they work hard. They spend a lot of time in the gym, and I feel like the work always take care of itself. So when I look at these guys, I always going to judge them off the work that they put in, and they put in a lot of work. So I believe that we'll be a great shooting team. It's a well-rounded team. We got a lot of great pieces. You got a transfer like Sean Stewart from Duke, Bradshaw, veteran guard Quest Glover from Kansas State. Michael Parrish been in the tournament, national championship a couple times. Like, you have everything you need on paper. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just about gelling and building chemistry. And like I just told somebody else, you know, we want to win every game we can, but we understand that it's a process. We're going to go through some adversity. We may lose a game or two, whatever happens, but this is the team that don't fade. This is the team that responds. This is the team that when coach get on us, we know how to respond and come together as a group and compete. So I'm not really worried about that. I know that we're going to go out there and compete and do the things we got to do to win. And like I said, everything is on paper now, just about when the lights coming on to perform. I mean, why not? He's one of the best recruiters in the country. He's a God-fearing man. He loves family, and he brings passion and joy to the game. That's what you want from a coach. He's young. He understands the NIL space. He understands what players go through every day. And he's just there for you. He spent time with you as a head coach in the gym. He spent time with you as a head coach in film. He invites you over his house with his family. He's just a very good man and very family-oriented man. And when you have somebody that in control of your program and control of your team, you feel that you're in good hands. So it's amazing to be able to play for a good coach like that.
We got developed chemistry and all that. You said it was a well-rounded team. Are you fitting together personality-wise and all that kind of stuff?
100%. We did a little team retreat a couple weeks ago where we were able to go out there and learn each other, learn things that didn't have anything to do with basketball. That's something that the coaches, you know, did for us because they want us to gel like that. And this team has a special bond. We do. I'm not going to say we're going to be perfect, but we do have a special bond that can really take us far. I mean, we haven't put a ceiling. We want to win a national championship. That's our goal. So when we have that mindset, we go into practice understanding what we're trying to accomplish. We just try to stick together. We know it's going to be a lot of noise. It's Ohio State, right? It's a lot of expectations. But we all we got, and that's what we know. So we just trying to focus on each other and how we can help each other grow.
Nietzsche, welcome back. Good to see you again. Hey, how did it help you? You mentioned something about retreats. I've been on a few of those. No phones,
yeah.
No TV.
Yeah, yeah. Four bunk beds, you in one little room. Yeah, it's different.
Talk about your development from leaving here and going to South Carolina and how that really helped you.
Yeah, I mean, I give all glory to God. Numbers just speaks for itself. You know, me going to South Carolina, taking a bigger role, a different jump in my game was huge. It was huge for me, my teammates there. We were able to go to the tournament last year. So I just feel like one of the biggest things I was able to do there that I learned being here, even being under Chris Holman and playing with Dwayne Washington and C.J. Walker, guards like that, was just the leadership. You know, because, like I said, you go through a long season. This is could be the best conference in the country this year with the new ads that we got. So you're going to have a long season, have some adversity, but to be able to respond the right way, to be able to go to your teammates and be able to talk to them and get in the gym and do some of the things that everybody really don't do across the country, it makes a big difference. And I just feel like that would really help us win.
Isn't when you leave a program, you leave on good terms, and that's probably one of the reasons why you came back, right?
Yeah. I mean, I came back because of the new changes that we had. Don't get me wrong, Coach Holmes. It's one of the best coaches I still play for to this day. You know, reaches out to me, always checked on me. Like, he's a great guy, but the changes that were made here what did lead me to come back. My grandfather passed away when I was in South Carolina, but I do remember me being here at a time that I was spending the gym with him and how he was just keep encouraging me to keep going. So when I get those chills that come into the gym, I feel his presence. I feel my family presence, and that's part of the reason what led me to come back. And it's Ohio State. Like, if you don't, where else would you want to be? You know what I'm saying? So this is where I'm from. This is where I'm happy to be, and I just love it here.
And isn't it, you talk about your relationship with Coach Holman, you probably hated to see him get fired, right?
I mean, any coach, you know, somebody who cares. I know he cared about this program, and you know, he wanted to win, and things don't always go just as planned for a lot of people. So, you know, I'm sure he didn't want to get fired. Nobody wanted him to get fired, but he's in a great situation in DePaul. He's got a great team out here, new facility, new things they got going on. And I always wish Chris Holmby the best because I learned a lot from him, too, being on two tournament teams when I was here. So I learned a lot from him, and I always give him thanks for just how he impacted my life as a player.
Yeah, we all know here, all the guys can tell you, things don't always go the way it planned. It took me, like, I've been doing this 47 years.
Yeah.
It took me 8 years to really get going.
Yeah, yeah.
My career.
It takes time.
Just talk about some of the new teammates that you have.
Yeah, so we got Sean Stewart to my left, a guy from Duke, one of the best verticals in the country. And, I mean, you will see that off some lobs. Like, it's very impressive. Aaron Bradshaw could be a lottery pick. You know, the potential is there. The versatility is there. Michael Parrish been to the tournament. National championship, what, once or twice? And you got a guard like Quez Glover, who's very experienced, been in college basketball, got a lot under his belt. This team has everything, like I said, on paper. So when it comes to just the lights coming on, now is just time to perform. And that's what we just waiting on for real. We just gelling right now as a team, trying to build chemistry. And we love each other. So that's a good thing.
Did you when you got here, did you have any help some of the other guys recruit them and help them get them?
Yeah, I mean, when I was here my first time, I hosted Sean on the visit. I hosted Bruce on the visit. And then I just remember even entering the portal because I think I was probably the first player to commit. So helping guys like Sean, Aaron, and Micah, you know, tell them how comfortable you should be feeling with Coach Deaver. Because I played for Coach Deaver, I know him. So just letting those guys know, like, you're going to come into a great situation. You're going to have the best fan base in the country supporting you. You're going to have the, you know, best media people, you know, writing about you, doing the great things like that. So when you in a situation like that, why not come to Ohio State? Let's make history, and that's what we're trying to do.
How is Columbia, South Carolina, as opposed to Columbus, Ohio? I know it's different cities. Tough
I
to
mean,
leave.
Yeah, it's Columbia, it's Columbus. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. This is very country down there. Not much to do, but you know what? I love that place. It's a special place in my heart. It was very hard to leave. Cried real bad when I leave because the success that I was able to have there and the person I was able to become. I'm not going to lie, when I left Ohio State the first time, I was not having fun with basketball. Mm-hmm. So when I went there and I got under Lamont Paris' system, and he took me in as like a son, like really, you know, being far away from home, it hurted a lot to leave that program. But that program, like I said, will always have a special place in my heart. But it's different, though. This is a city, and that's the country. So this is a lot different.
One last for me. You're the second guy that was talking about country. I was just talking to Aaron, Kez, and he was talking about Kansas State being out in the middle of the plainlands.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's different. You gotta know how to survive. But you know what? I took a big jump in my game because of how much time I spent in the gym. I had to get back to the basics, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't much to do. I'm not a guy who like riding horses and stuff like that. I see cars every day, you know what I'm saying? So I just spent a lot of time in the gym with my teammates, and that's why last year we was able to make a run to the tournament. So it's good to, you know, be able to go somewhere and experience something different. But I'm glad to be back home for sure.
I lied. One question came to my mind. Did the SEC improve your game?
100%, 100%. And I think that also will help me in Coach Deaver's system because SEC is, I would say, I don't know how the Big Ten will be this year. We'll see. But I feel like the SEC was a lot faster as far as play compared to the Big Ten. And the way that we play is a little similar to some teams in the SEC. So, you know, it's a big difference. But the Big Ten should be good this year with UCLA and things like that. We go to L.A. for a week, so that should be fun. So I'm just excited, man. It's a lot of things that are different. But I feel like Ohio State, we could be on top. So I'm just excited.
And there's not a lot of country towns in the Big Ten.
Oh, no. Nah. So I'm not looking forward to going nowhere and being in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, thanks, man. No problem, glad you're back.
Sure.